So then we do that. We sue the building.
Okay.
We sue them, so we get millions.
How much
for
you
that.
Suing the building for?
It's $100 million. We sue the niggas. $100 million. We sue the whole facility, and then I do my 2 years of mental help.
Yeah.
Once I come out, we rich, baby. Homage. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. If you know like I know, Top of the Mook is back.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Damn, 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 damn,
damn.
Not damn it, but then.
Damn.
There you go.
Damn,
there
black
go.
Man.
Gargoyle. What a rush. Shout out to everybody in
the Organization
G-Squad, of course. Yeah, the mask of audacity.
Jim K, motherfucker.
We're back again, man. Season 3, episode 47, man, on the way to heaven. Keeping it theatrical.
Choose!
Absolutely.
Hope everybody going out their way and having a top of the moop day.
100%, because you could damn sure bet believe that we are.
Got to have it, man. Got to do it.
Good to see you, brother.
Give me the Zapparoo.
There you go. Boom, same time.
Black Adam. Big bomb in the theater. Shitty ass movie. Black Adam sucks.
It was a good movie. It just didn't meet our expectations, but yeah, it was type trash because it didn't meet our type shit. But understand it. Yes, but it could have been. It should have been 300.
The,
but okay.
The Rock a bad actor.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's you crazy, bro. It's too wild, man. But listen, we back with a whole new episode, man.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all already know what time it is, man. Make sure if y'all got any product placement, anything that y'all want to have sponsored on our podcast, your boy, Tall Guy, man, and Mr. Organic, we can knock that out for you, man. Make sure you email. All the information is below, ballernothingelse@yahoo.com. Tap in with it, man. And make sure you follow my dog, Mr. Organic, on Instagram. And make sure you follow me on Instagram as well. Both links are below in the description. Make sure you follow DC, the composer, on Instagram. And Fareed Visuals on Instagram as well, man. Make sure y'all tap in, all right?
Most definitely. And we need to do that.
Make sure that y'all follow Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. We got all those links below down in the description, too.
Yes, we do. So TikTok sure and the Clips channel. We got the clips uploaded.
Yep. They are up there.
Yes,
so make sure y'all go tap in and subscribe.
Yep. So you get right to the giblets of what y'all want to see in here. We got that for you right here at Top of the Mook and Top of the Mook Clips.
Absolutely, man. So make sure y'all tap in on all the cores with everything.
Episode what?
73.
God damn it, I thought it was 47. Episode 73. Damn, time fly.
73 going on 75.
Yeah, we still alive. So yeah, man, guys, like we said, we're gonna be more consistent all the way through for you guys.
I mean, they see the demonstration. They see what's going on, man.
And y'all blessed with that, man. We're giving y'all, no one really do podcasts like we doing it at all the time, almost every day like this. So we're giving y'all some undiluted greatness. So facts. Appreciate that, man.
100%.
That's what we're doing it for y'all.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Don't take it for granted. Appreciate it.
Yeah, don't do that now. So, we're going to jump right into it, man. We'll give y'all some more organic news, Top of the Mook news, Tall Guy news. You know what I'm saying? We'll get that for you right now. So it's a video I seen, right, of a cop. No, he ain't a cop. He's a firefighter. Off-duty firefighter beating the shit out of black nigger boy.
Damn.
Yeah. Beating him.
Lord!
Beating him on the ground. I think they said it was an argument that took place inside of a liquor store.
I still can't get past what you
said. With the nigger? Nigger boy?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say nigger. I didn't say nigger boy.
Yeah. Say nigger sound boy. Like you said. It sound like ER.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But there was an argument that took place because this motherfucker couldn't get his black and miles or some of his weed, his fucking cigars. They didn't have his type. So he was mad, cussing out the lady that's working at the store, right?
Are you guessing this for real?
Dead serious.
Okay.
Then I guess the girl, you know, got in a verbal altercation with the guy, with the black guy.
Okay.
And the off-duty firefighter guy was there. He didn't like the tone of the black nigga. Talking to the lady, she probably was white. He was talking to.
Okay. I was gonna say, so he like that. A white dude was defending. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't like the black boy talking to the white girl like that. So he gets in a physical altercation with him and stumbles outside. So that's the video that we see in here. You see, it starts when outside in the parking lot they're fighting. He beating them up, I guess, you know, because niggas can't fight for the most part.
white man beating him up, got him on the ground, choking him and grabbing his neck, kneeing him and choking him and doing the motherfucking George Floyd type move and all that crazy shit, cutting off his vein on his neck and grabbing his eyeballs and snuffing him and grabbing
black
both arms.
Feet kicking.
Because he's about to get about to piss on himself from the death. And then he, choking his neck. Now he got his neck twisting and choking it. And at the same time,
Shorty got the extended clip.
His baby mom is right next to him. You know, it gotta be baby mom. No, they ain't married. Got the baby mom next to him. Like, got the full gun, slapping the fireman, kicking him. She got the big gun on her. She got the big old goddamn. She got the extended clip with with the switch on that joint. Standing right there. And she telling him, hey, we got our kids in the car. Let them go. Stop. You're doing too damn much. Relax. What are you doing? Beating him, slapping him. He wouldn't stop, choking his neck. So she finally unloaded the clip into the top of the cracker skull. Killed him. Yep. Killed his goddamn ass. And the best part about it that I like, no charges were pressed against her.
Yep.
Then we need a round of applause on this motherfucker, man. We need that motherfucker. Where that's at? We ain't got nothing on. God damn, we got to add us a round of applause, brother, because definitely, goddamn, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Dude definitely went.
Big Caucasian, man.
Oh, the fight. Look at him.
The technicality.
Yeah, because now he's going, sprawling his body to the side, keeping his legs back. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Leveraging the vein on the neck, pushing the vein on the neck.
Keeping the elbow extended.
Yep, and then keeping it. Everything. He got him propped up. Smothering the mouth, pulling the mouth and eyes and trying to smother him out. You know what I'm saying? He went crazy. Then he got
we talk about how Shorty really got the big old.
Yeah, she got that.
She hacking dumb.
She got that understandery in her hand.
Dude, probably her baby dad probably wanted him to smoke dude sooner.
He wasn't saying it, though. If you look at the video, he wasn't saying
shoot him?
Nah, he wasn't saying that. He just couldn't breathe. Get off me. Like, nigga, what are you doing? That's what he's saying. He more so, what the fuck is he doing? Like, get the fuck off.
But why does this white dude see Shorty with the big old?
He white.
And he going to keep going.
Big.
All right, but the wrong one. I like this, man.
Big white man move.
They ain't scared of no black nigga. Nigga ain't got no rights. Niggas ain't know the laws. Niggas ain't nigga beating them up already. He ain't scared of no black man. We going to beat this nigga up. Y'all ain't going to do that.
He wanted to make an example.
Sure did.
And then he got made the example.
Stupid motherfucker. Get his ass up out of here. Good. Get ridden, stupid bitch.
Wow.
Like, why he doing all that? Beating him and choking his neck and, like, so unnecessarily overdosing with the beating. That was wild. So
he had something loose type.
Yeah, something was going on that day. His wife, fucked the next door neighbor, fucked the milkman or something.
Probably a black dude.
Guaranteed. Because he was going to, but he ain't even saying no words.
Showing the BBC.
Like, it's over with. Like, you already beat him up, choking him, get up and just leave, bro.
Yeah, it's over. The jig is
The jig is up.
You already won, white boy. Like, what is you doing, man?
See, so like, trying to act
now,
too dumb.
Now, play it now for reason. We can hear the dialogue was going on. So you can see, like, the bitch is saying everything. Like, get off him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? I got my kids in the car. Kids in the car, man.
Dude, acting that dumb.
Acting that dumb. And you got your goddamn brains blowed out. Good. Listen, huh?
Cell phone video captured some of that fight between 41-year-old Anthony Santee and 23-year-old
Jay. Young 23-year-old boy you all on, too.
Witnesses tell KNBC the fight may have lasted as long as 10 minutes.
That's a look. He's trying to grab his mouth. Look. But
he's trying to suffocate.
Get you a good woman with you, boy. Choking his neck. Look.
Killed Anthony Santee.
Look. Bong! Blew his goddamn brains out. Son of a bitch. White brain everywhere. Good. Step on it. Why you doing all that, though,
son? That's crazy.
Why you doing all that, bro?
Hey.
Shout out to my wife, Jack.
Because I know she did it,
too. She did the same thing? Nigga, that's what's up.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
That's what's up.
1,000,000,000%.
That's what's up.
Hey, and then you getting whooped on like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Choking my neck, turning to the side.
He's trying to end me. Hey, man.
She did right.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you a rider,
Type
man.
Took too long.
Should have been.
So keep it G. Straight up, man. Yeah, get you a good woman, man. It's going to get some understanding. Ain't square to squeeze that motherfucker, too.
Tight.
Yeah.
Nigga, what's type taking too long, wasn't she?
What?
She got to hurry up and get that over with, man.
I mean, but she probably knows she was going to get off with it tight.
So she had to think about it.
Yeah, she had to think about it. Hey, man, but shout out to the DA and all them for not pressing charges on her and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the hell I have to do.
So is...
Okay,
now, if he's strangle free and then popped, you know, it's kind of crazy because I would have thought that would have been the most charges type understanding.
Why?
But no, it's because it's still self-defense.
If who?
No, I'm saying, like, because, you know,
if
most people...
If he would have did it?
Yeah, if he would have did it, like, reach in the bag and bang, and hit
that
dude.
Ass, you see it? You see that ass up there? You want to look at that one? Mm, a good one. You know, I send that to my chicks. I send them DMs. Like, I got to say them.
Hey, Bree, go skip past it. Go to the other one. What's that? Who's that? What's dude on down here, man? What's dude looking
oh,
like?
Oh, Jeffrey
here?
Dahmer. So back to my neighbor Jeffrey.
Yeah.
His dad is trying to sue Netflix. Shout out to my neighbor. They're suing Netflix because he feel like, I can't really see it. What did it say up there?
Free
what did it say, Free? Let me look at it. I can see it. Jeffrey Dahmer father considers suing Netflix claiming a series glamorized crimes and gave zero care for his well-being. Listen up, old cracker. You conceived one of the most diabolical, ignorant, nasty, satanic bitches on this earth. Your ass should be dead with him. You should have put your cracker ass in a cell with him sideways. You stupid bitch.
He was delusional all in the mood, too.
Fuck is wrong. He writing books and all that.
I'm going to go
shit.
Down here, and I'm going to grab the key to this box where it says, I will be right back. Give me five.
Open the box.
Give me
open
5 minutes.
Open the box. Open the box. And then writing books in real life.
Why
and
didn't
shit
you just take the whole box down there and then take this?
Nigga, fuck you. You shouldn't be alive. You should have murdered yourself.
He type knew what was going on, type
yeah, you should have ended yourself when you found out your son was eating niggas' asses and balls and frying up dick and eating it and taking it to lunch and giving niggas pieces. You want to take this beef jerky? No, on his cock. They should have ended you, bro. Why is you still alive, fuck nigga? Hey, we want you dead, too. Want you beat with a damn mallet across your head and off this earth, too, boy.
He had the same glasses as his son, too, didn't he?
Talking about he trying to sue somebody. Sue yourself, bitch.
Yeah, he out of pocket.
He tripping.
Yeah, you got to relax, champ.
Like, nigga, you
need to go. How old is he right now? He got to be like 90.
Where he at?
Because he looked old back in the old Oprah interviews type.
Right. Somebody need to go ahead and put that mallet to his head, too.
I got to look up how old this dude is.
This nigga tripping, man. Get your bitch. So, yeah, I don't understand. Like, he had the audacity to even speak, nigga. Yo, motherfucking sperm conceived one of the most evilest son of a bitches, nasty weirdos ever walked this earth. Dead body fucking motherfuckers ever. He 90, huh?
This nigga 86.
86, man. Fuck you.
You talking
what's his son? Name? Reginald Dahmer. What's your name, boy?
Lionel Dahmer.
Lionel. Fuck you, Lionel. Ain't that your middle name? Oh, shit. Hold on.
Relax.
Hold on, white boy. Ain't that your middle name, boy? Hold on.
Why I gotta be a white boy, man?
Where you
man,
from, boy?
I was just a nigga 2 seconds ago. Now,
where you from?
Hey, man.
You ain't related to Lionel, boy.
I'm from Minnesota, man.
Huh?
It do look crazy, don't it?
Let me look at this nigga.
You know, me and Jazz said that when we first watched it. I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna let you skip past it, but you called it.
Nah, come on. Who you talking to, boy? Nigga?
The jig is up.
Hold on. You kind of favor Jeffrey.
Smell the same way, too,
hey, nigga. Let me look at this nigga a little bit. You kind of look like Jeffrey, bro. Oh, shit. This nigga related to Jeffrey.
Listen, when we was watching it, me and Jazz said, dude, they Lionel. I said, Lionel. See, but his is Lionel. Mine's Lionel.
Oh, sure. Just how you pronounce it.
No, it's Lionel.
My name is Javez.
No, mine's Lionel, for real. Okay. But his is probably Lionel, too. It's just,
it is. It is white. It is white.
It's spelled the same exact way.
Oh, we know.
See, you can say Lionel, or you can say Lionel, like Lionel Richie.
Right,
you
know what I'm
saying? So,
how Lionel, you was named after Lionel Richie, right? The middle
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
But his name is Lionel.
So, technically, so my mom, I don't know how to spin it, but so my mom's favorite artist of all time, Lionel Richie.
Right.
Remember I took the Lionel Richie concert.
Front row.
With the front row. Mom was about to
put on stage son to him.
Yeah, she was about, if I could have paid extra and had her meet her and all that, it would have been the most top level understanding. My mom was crying already. If she'd have got all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have been different. But, so my dad's first, name before he changed his name. That's how you know the brain ain't all the way. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he changed it. His first name was Lionel. Or Lionel.
Oh, your first name had been Lionel Barrett.
Yeah, that was his first name.
That what your name would have been?
No. So okay. My middle name, so my mom liked Lionel Richie.
Right.
And then my dad's first name was Lionel before he changed it.
He changed his own name.
So that's why I say he ain't got it all, champ.
Went to the books and did it for real?
He ain't got it all, champ.
God damn.
And he changed it to the street name.
What's his name? Bubba? What did he change his name? Junebug?
Black nigga that name.
He made his name. That nigga tripping. I thought his name was Junebug. No, say that nigga crazy.
Ain't got it all, man.
That nigga went to the courthouse and said, hey, my name, motherfuckers. Hey, what a court man that? Hey, you court man, come here. And, hey, bitch, my name ain't Lionel no more, motherfucker. From now on, y'all call me this motherfucker,
right.
Bitch. Give me the documents.
Right.
And he paid that $300 to do that.
Whatever it was.
Hey, that's kind of hard, though. I want my name to be organic. I want my shit to be organic. Yeah, change it. I'm going to go change my shit. I don't want no cracker name. But my name is so hard, Jarvis Rivers. I kind of like it.
Okay.
But I don't want no cracker. I don't want no cracker name on the back of my shit. I want my shit to be organic.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the co-house.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, is it was kind of two birds, one stone, if you think about it.
Okay.
Right? So it's like when she said her favorite artist, his name, Lionel was my...
Was it still at the
Lionel
birth?
Was my middle name.
Or she did it because that was his original name?
My mom says it was because Lionel Richie.
Right.
Right?
Because what I'm saying is...
He didn't even want my name to be that.
Okay. So was his name Lionel when you were born? Then he changed to Chico after? Okay, he was... Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. Now that 100%. Makes sense. So she'll name you after both.
Yep. Yes.
Gotcha.
So it's like
and he hated the name. So like, don't get his money. I don't want the mother.
Right. He hated the name.
He probably hated his whole life.
For sure.
He went to the co-house or shit.
See, there you go. You get some understanding. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. So, but my mom always says it's Lionel Richie.
Dang. That's, okay. I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it.
So, see, he made it personal about him, but she's saying, nigga, it ain't even about you. It's about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, switch it on him.
Oh, hey, man, it's three sides to every story,
smart,
brother.
Smart move.
Yeah, three sides.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, man. Shout out to my Dukes, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I sent you that big ass whale jumping out the
orca. Yeah, well, crazy. Hey, listen.
Okay, go up to, what was it? What was something?
Water whale swinging. The whale came out with a pole like that, though. He's going crazy. He's jumping out the water with the pole on the stiff man.
He wasn't playing.
He type of stiff type just came out the pussy. Go back to Effery.
No, we can't do that on the goddamn YouTube, bro.
This thing is Animal Geographic to understand it, brothers.
Nah, bro, they don't get to flag the whole channel down.
For animals?
Hell yeah. They hate
That's not true, because if you watch YouTube where animals is fucking rhinos and elephants.
We
and
black, brother. We ain't no animal channel. You got to be an animal channel to do
Look
it.
Look at the horse. About to get some cheeks, ain't he?
You know, I send that to my chicks. Like, that's why I'm slinging. You know, I got to send that. That's my DM stories, brother. Y'all getting to my personal type, too. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Don't be showing everything.
You send the horse with the iron?
Let them know.
Let them know. This ain't. This is how I'm coming. Can you feed me, baby?
Some of them is personal saves, bro.
Okay, so that's a go-to one you like to say.
Damn right.
Okay, so you keep that on standby for us. A new one. Hey, just want to let you know.
Yeah.
This was going down.
Or even the old ones when we regurgitate them. You know how was I coming in that thing? You see that thing coming down?
Ah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You see a lot of propaganda pieces in there, too. Can't go too thorough. This person. But what was go up a little bit, sir? I think it was right before that. Okay, so go to the one with the mask. The mask right before the cock region. With the, yeah. Go down, brother.
Before the cock region.
Go
so
up,
stupid.
Brother. The screen mask. Boom. Right there. Yep. So these ignorant motherfuckers at this daycare, right? They going and scaring the kids. Ah, scaring the piss and shit out of them.
I seen this.
They fired them and arrested their dumb ass on felony charges, playing, acting that dumb.
Because
big Caucasian, man.
You can't be doing that. That's against the law, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even like some of them pranks, nigga, you can't be playing with people like that. Like, you scaring the shit out of people. That's like bringing terror to somebody.
Yeah,
and these are
real
kids. So you already know, like, they probably saw that video.
Them kids was crying hysterically, too. It was
crying hysterically. And then the parents probably felt that trauma. Bitch pressed charges on all these ugly motherfuckers.
Yeah, that one was brutal.
And they all ugly, fat, cracker bitches, too. So you know that.
Oh,
they,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Got their ass.
Shoosh!
The three just dropped a big old on their ass.
I did. So they got, listen, the daycare workers who used horror masks to scare children has been charged with felony child abuse. God damn.
And you know what's crazy? I seen old boy down here to the bottom right, too, doing the shit with the bottle. And
okay, go to that one.
Oh, man.
We can just go to that one so we jump to it.
Yeah, fuck, why not, right?
Put him up, man. So we speaking of ignorant, nasty, weird motherfuckers.
Yeah. I just seen this yesterday.
A janitor was caught dipping his cock into a woman's water bottle, infecting her with an incurable STD of the throat and mouth and lip.
Brutal.
What was this STD, do they speak upon?
The fact that they didn't say it?
Incurable. It got to be big herpes, move, big ginger wart type in the mouth.
Damn.
So I guess she going.
And she married, too.
Oh, damn.
Yep, she's
married. I guess she better be divorced soon.
Yep, she married. So imagine how he feel. So here's the thing.
He probably don't believe it. Like, bitch, no, there ain't no janitor do that, motherfucker. You was fucking some black nigga.
No, but she put the camera in her office, and that's how she caught it.
Because she was feeling like dude was doing something.
Yeah, because she was like, man, I felt like, she said she felt like there was piss in her water. Right?
What?
Yep. She felt like it tastes like there was piss in her water. And then next thing you know, she said, what the fuck? Like, just drank it.
So she want to retest in the pissy water?
So she like, am I tripping? Yeah, I think she don't know the piss one. He probably just put just enough and then kinked the holes. You know what I'm saying? Just a drop or two. Kink,
Kinked the vein.
Kinked it.
Okay.
And then put it away. He probably pissed in his drawers, had a little driplets in there and shit, right? So when she tasted, she it tastes like pissy, right? What the fuck? She couldn't remember putting no lemon in her water.
Yeah, she didn't put no lemon. Especially mango or nothing.
So she don't know where it came from. Like, why? So next time she had some suspicions. She was like, dude be kind of coming at the same time. And every time, he kept doing it too. It wasn't one time. Yeah, that's what makes it so brutal. So then next thing you know, look, she's like, man, she went and got a spy cam. Put it in her office. That's her office right there. Put the spy cam in her office. Caught him putting his whole dick in the bottle. I said, that nigga must have had a little ass dick, boy. She said she was putting his whole...
his whole balls. He put the balls in tight, you know what I'm saying? Gucci in that bitch, huh? That nigga acting that dumb. Shit.
He had the motherfucker had the micro
boot. That motherfucker had the Vienna sausage, motherfucker.
Because she said he was tight, putting it in the bottle tight.
The bottle.
Tight, so it sounded like.
Who is this nigga, man? What type of evident background is some bitch?
Yeah, so long story short, she take the footage, she brings it to the police. You know what I'm saying? Then they show up, they arrest her, blah, 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 arrest the dude, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 all that stuff. And then she, you know, she got a husband.
Did she show herself? She didn't show
herself. No, she showed the face and understand.
She showed her face?
Not the face.
Oh, okay.
But blurred out the face, she had the body on her.
I bet, better shit. Was she fine? Was she looking good or what? I know you're married, man.
Married man.
Was she, you had a big bosom or what?
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love and Slim, go subscribe.
She had that blouse open?
What's wrong with
her? What she had? Let me see, because he got to be doing some nigga fucking the bottle repeatedly. And
she vividly said in the thing, she said he had his dick in the bottle. I said, damn, what kind of bottle is that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what the hell he fucking?
So, here, Fareed, I'm sending it to you right now, because you got to hear the verbiage, though. It's fucking funny. Look, I said, what?
Yeah, they got to hear that.
No. It's. I was like, what? It seemed like they playing. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's a joke.
That look like hand sanitizer bottle, though, Fareed.
Yeah, that can't be. He way over back there.
Yeah, for sure. See, I just texted to you right now. So go ahead and
put
it
up. What level of he dropping dick in to get STD juice in there?
You know what, bro?
Is he coming in it? Is he nothing in the? Is he fucking the bottle?
You know what it may. You know, because he probably got maybe a skin understanding. He probably shredded it on the tape. Because if he was putting his dick in the bottle, he was getting to the base with that motherfucker tape.
Yeah, he probably had an outbreak type of the.
And it has some pus on the type of understanding
he
type
squeezed
or something.
Some of the STD.
Got to be some skin. It got to be herpes or warts or
and
some
now
shit.
She has an uncured. She trying to sue the school.
And she got to live with that for the rest of her life.
She trying to sue that school.
Turn it up for you, please.
With a deadly weapon, you're that dirty ass dick. Fuck wrong with this nigga, man. Top of the Moot News.
Watch now.
Let's go.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Look at him.
This is a sick man. 50-year-old Lucio Diaz inside the victim's office last
I think he got deported, too.
Yeah, he a Latino type nigga, man. Shout out to my Hispanic folk. Oh, yeah, she's fine.
Look,
he's fucking that bottle.
Look.
Stick his penis into my water, probably, I would say maybe halfway in, and then tilt it.
She was fucking that bottle. Man, you got the full story, Slim. Goddamn, don't break the table. He was fucking it halfway.
He might have his dick in the-
2 days, called it 2 days in a row. Called his dumb ass. What, how was he? He had to be fucking the bottle. Because what is he putting in there? He nutting in the water, man.
Pencil move.
Yeah, pencil move. Listen.
At the doctor's office where she works on the East Freeway. Then in
late September, she... Look at why they showed
the water bottle, too.
The news be tripping,
bro. Oh, look at the top.
Oh, they took the top off. Oh.
You said nigga had no girth in the boot.
Yeah, that's the first time she was brought. No, oh, yeah, big goddamn, yeah.
Big if you put your dick in that bottle, bro. She said halfway through that. That nigga was getting busy.
He was fucking the bottle. He's fucking the bottle, coming in it, and that bitch drinking that man STD nut sperm. God damn. I knew she had a blouse. I knew that buzz. That bitch, hey, brother, look at her. He was liking that thing. I could tell.
Nothing's gonna change it.
Nothing's that's so
bogus. For me. In fact, I feel like for the rest of my life, I'm just gonna have to be careful.
Oh, yeah, you gonna have to be careful, bitch. You SD'd up.
Look, well, they gonna miss her. Yeah, they gonna miss her husband, too.
What in the world?
National's immigration and work status unclear. The victim says he continued to work at the building even after management was notified. She is working with an attorney. They have a.
Oh, she's trying to get that bag. Yeah, she gonna get some millions. That's what she doing. She got a little bit. She probably ain't got no crazy disease. They just got to set up for the bag. But she it's well deserved.
Or maybe she had disease before, type.
Come on, bro.
The jig is up.
Or you know what I was thinking? I said, man, how diabolical would you have to be, though, right, to do some shit like this? But imagine she had the STD before.
Right.
And type cheated on her husband.
Right.
And then type blamed it on dude.
That's women.
But they would have to show that in court that he got the, you know what I'm saying?
That he got something.
He
got
to have it. You know what I'm saying? Well, to prove that.
Damn illegal immigrant deported motherfucker.
Maybe gone already at this point. But here's the other part, though. Here's the other part where I said it's crazy. Imagine.
Damn.
So. Hold on, give me a second.
Holy shit. Golly. That's vulgar, bro.
Yeah, okay. So obviously, dude put his dick in the bottle. We got that established, most, right?
We got that established.
Okay. But imagine, like, her, like, the husband being like, okay, you know.
The jig is up.
Right?
Right.
And then next thing you know, he knows this dude, but she's really trying to penalize it, the whole system, in a whole different way from a different light. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like what I said with the other one, but, like, now it's a whole different way where she's talking about, like, like just going and getting the dickery type. Or maybe it could have been more to the understanding. Like, what did you do to make a nigga want to put his dick in the bottle?
Right.
To do that, like what caused a nigga to do that?
He probably just a psychopath.
It could be that too. It could be that too. But type could have run the wrong way. Type could have fucked. Type could have fucked on the regular.
Yep.
Type and then the road mad that she type got back with the husband. Type being faithful again. No, man.
But my question is, you nasty bitch, why the fuck you drinking your water bottle days after you left it in there? Like, bitch, go get a new water. You nasty tramp.
No. So from what I heard, it was every day. It was in there, you know, janitorial. They coming in there, they getting they do they
at night. It's overnight, so it's overnight. They clean it. She coming back and she drinking the same water that nigga. That's what I'm saying, bitch. Get some new water. Why you drinking the same bottle of water from 2 days ago? Nasty.
But that's why you don't tap in with any woman. Should never ever drink some water. Even men shouldn't drink nothing where it's like it's there and then you leave it somewhere and you come back and you just drink it.
She nasty anyway, man. She already had an STD.
She be eating peanuts at the bar type.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she already nasty, bro. She drinking 2 day old fucking bottle of water and shit. That bitch nasty anyway. And then it tastes like piss and nuts. She's like, it tastes funny and drinking some more. Come on, bro.
She was type busy that type of shit.
The jig is up.
Three so stupid.
Bitch is trying to sue somebody. We know what you're going on, man.
She gonna get the bag, though. Come on, bro. Something she gotta live with the rest of her life. And then she married.
And how she doing it, blocking the face.
What would you do if that was like your wife? And like something like that happened. And then obviously everything is factual, is all adding up.
I mean, we just gonna take care of that. There ain't gonna be no court. We just gonna take care of that. We gonna catch that nigga. He easy to catch you there.
So you talking about murdering him?
Who?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
I just want to get that on the record.
No, who?
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
I ain't got no wife. I ain't got none of that. So that ain't nothing not where we partake in. You know what I'm saying? Go back to my saved ones, brother.
No, but what would you do, though, for real, bro?
Who, me?
Yeah. Like, if you were in that hypothetical situation.
I just pray for him, man, and wish him nothing but the best.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Hypothetically.
Yeah, because it's like, that's crazy. Like, imagine your wife coming home saying she got warts in the mouth type. And it was the dude sticking his dick in the bottle.
I just pray for him, man. I just wish him nothing but the best. Hopefully get some help, psychiatric help. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can really do.
That's out of pocket, man. Yeah, that's just
That's just keeping it, you know what I'm saying, organic. But in real life, he'd be dead that day. I'm going to go up there and shoot him and kill him and leave him right there and wait for the police to come. Yeah. Like, let's be fucking serious. Right. To my wife, I'm going to go to that place. I'm looking at that tape. I'm going to go there and sit there. He's going to get there at 9. I'm going to be sitting there at 5:30.
For 3.5 hours prior.
Bug eye.
Just waiting for it. Behind the limo tent,
so you windows down.
Oh, damn. With the guns hanging out on the windowsill, huh?
Nah, he ain't gonna see the gun.
Okay, you don't wanna give it up too early.
Just sitting there bug-eyed waiting.
Wait for him to get there.
Snot dripping out my nose.
Oh, damn.
Tears in my eyes.
Oh, man.
Because I'm a psychopath at this time.
Okay, because he done made you this.
Yeah. And okay. I'm gonna let him go up there. I'm letting him go right to the bottom. I'm going to kill him with his dick in the bottom, blow his brains out, and put his brains in the bottom.
Damn.
And I'm going to put my dick in his motherfucking mouth.
You strong, brother. I'm skinny shit.
Blow his brains out and then put my dick in his mouth. Motherfucker, you wanna play? You wanna play crazy? Come on, let's go, let's go. I'm gonna show you how level I'm gonna go. Fuck your brains. I'm gonna fuck your skull, nigga. Huh?
So you already got what he got anyway, huh?
Yeah. He gave him what I get to me. So listen, I'm gonna blow your brains out, fuck your mouth, fuck your dead, your brain hole okay. with my cock. I'm insane at this point, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you then lost
I,
it.
Primal fear. Then I get out for insanity.
Hey, hold on. I'm shaking your head because you're my friend.
So then I get out for insanity, brother. I'm insane. I fucked up dead brain. Remember, nigga, that put his dick in my mama, my wife's bottle. So
you gonna beat the case because of that?
No question.
Yeah, that was the proven point
civil,
right there.
What civil man is sitting in the car 3 hours prior crying with snot out his goddamn nose?
3.5 hours to be exact.
Killed a nigga, fucked his brains, and then waited for the cops to come. Singing goddamn joy to the world. You know what I'm saying? Give me some help, psychiatric help, brother. You know what I'm saying? So then we do that. We sue the building.
Okay.
We sue them so we get millions.
How much
for
you
that.
Suing the building for?
It's $100 million. We sue the niggas. 100. We sue the whole facility. And then I do my 2 years of mental help.
Yeah.
Once I come out, we rich, baby.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Get me a new wife, cause this bitch poisoned up. And get her herpes out there. We split the money.
You still got herpes though.
Yeah, we're gonna split the money. Okay. She got to go though. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Bali. They don't know I got the disease and did all that shit. Go to Bali with my 50 million, live like an emperor.
Raw dog.
Fucking all the Balasian
when
pussy.
When you get to Bali, are you hitting it raw or you going?
Everything getting nutter than baby. I'm out there in Bali swimming in the motherfucking
what
cream.
About, do you discretion outbreak or no outbreak or is just
no one need to, I'm 50 million. Nobody know my business. Y'all poor out here. Y'all poor in Bali. Y'all didn't know my business. Get the money. Let me fuck
you. You blessing them with the herpes out in the world.
I'm insane anyway. I'm insane with 50 million. Don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a motherfucking castle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's my plan. That's what I would do. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever look at the list? I remember going by on social media one day, they had a list of like all the celebrities that has herpes. I thought it was outrageous.
Yeah, that's normal though. Like, that's just normal shit, bro.
And then they just pass this shit around.
Yeah, that's normal.
Niggas is out of pocket.
They go to the doctor and all, they get a little medicine. But it's like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5 motherfuckers just about shit. That shit like so normal now. You got to be prayed up, stay out the way.
Damn.
Man. Yeah, man.
I'd be hot. You gotta think you know how many motherfuckers think they even caught a bag, they think about to get a celebrity type, and you got some dick and herpes, and then nobody know nothing going on. That's why they be trying to sue them niggas and all that shit.
Yeah. They happen all the time. They gotta do the underlining move. Remember that was Usher had all them women trying to sue him.
Yeah, I ain't wanna bring up names, but then one of Trey Songz too, wasn't it?
Yep, Trey Songz, Usher, yep. Chris Brown, goddamn Jessica
Alba.
It's all
R&B niggas, ain't it?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, Jessica Biel too. They said Jessica Biel on the move. Yeah. They said Justin Timberlake on the move.
Britney Spears.
I mean, you can see and then they had like this thing where you swipe over and then it shows like the family tree of how the herpes is in.
It's too much. Yeah, it's just,
shit.
The jig is up, man.
Damn.
The jig is up.
Yeah, that's normal, bro.
You're like, what? But the thing is how do y'all know these motherfuckers got herpes? How many motherfuckers is on there endlessly throwing stones at for having it, but don't even type got it because they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
How y'all know?
Yeah, and then it's like, it ain't like when we was kids when we used to be in PE class and show you herpes, and motherfuckers just out here goddamn looking like elephant, man.
Right.
Like, now you know that it ain't like that. It's like fucking one outbreak a year or some shit. I don't fucking know exactly. Thank God, nothing ever happened to me. I'm a wild nigga, but right. I made it this far. But it's not like that vicious like we thought it was when we was a kid.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's like, it's normal, man. It's sad, but it's normal, bro.
Damn, that's
shit
crazy.
Dangerous out here, man. Speaking of some shit that is fucking embarrassing, shout out to my guy Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry recalls the time he fired his entire accounting staff because these motherfuckers wasn't doing their job right.
Right.
He found out the IRS owed him. Most times you got to owe them or nigga got to pay back to that, like my nigga Steve Harvey got to go through. But but he had to... He found out the niggas owed him $9 million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he fired everybody in his goddamn staff, man. Let me hear my nigga Tyler Perry explain this, brother. Is it a picture? Yeah. It's a picture, huh? Look at that nigga mouth. No, that nigga suck. Big cock. Look at him.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Look at him.
Oh, Lord.
Look at him.
You crazy, bro.
Look at that little bit about like that. Man, get your ass out of here, man. I don't want to do no Tyler Perry movies. No, I'm playing. I want to do Tyler Perry movie. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that nigga fired us. So you got to be on point with your finances, man, when it come down to it. Like, you got to have people watching the people that watch them. Because people get away with that shit so much, especially people with a lot of money. They be siphoning the money out. Who was just talking about that? I think Fat Joe just went through that again. Like, his accountant was paying her kids tuition with his money and shit like
bro,
that.
Bro, why she go so crazy about this man?
Look at him. Look at him, man.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go
you
ahead.
You can't tell me that picture on like
that nigga. I didn't hear about the Fat Joe and when he's talking about his wife. Yeah, bro, you're wild, bro.
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Jig a lot, up. No, a lot, man.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, it's
shout out to him for getting that $9 million.
Yeah, I wonder if he got his money back. And he probably did, huh? And he fired all them stupid motherfuckers.
Yep.
Playing with his money. Like, it's good or bad or ugly, man. They could get you right or they could get you wrong, man. Pay attention to your own money, man. Yeah. What you got going on here, brother? Earn your leisure?
No, that's the Tyler Perry.
Oh, they got the full talkery?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the video of it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, that's wild. You know, but we were just talking about a little bit before about motherfuckers like the dude with the dick in the bottle and the catching cases. Lil Durk.
No, not to that.
Oh, we were just talking about cases, brother.
Cases.
You know what I'm saying? Cases being dropped and cases, you know, happening on people.
Right.
The one I sent you the other day where Lil Durk, he got.
I think I got that saved there too. Yeah. Lil Durk got all the charges dropped against him for. What do you.
2019 shooting after. Yeah, 5 felony charges against Lil Durk have been dropped from the 2019 shooting.
Because we thought the jig was up on his ass when he was with that. Because they had him shooting, they had him on tape, they had the witnesses. But he got enough back paying nigga to shut the fuck up. Even if you're my enemy, nigga, hear the money. You ain't no witness or nothing, nigga. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Get out of here, nigga. Drop these charges. Gone. And they did that.
You know, shout out to Lil Durk.
You know what I'm saying? King Von was on that case, too.
Yes, he was.
So, you know what I'm saying? And that's sad because, you know, they really was fighting that case and they thought, like.
Fighting for their life.
Right. And then now that charges dropped, but, you know, King Von ain't here to, you know, enjoy that freedom of that.
Right.
Because I know that's been a big relief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they said, I seen somewhere they said that the FBG duck would have went and fell back on King Von.
But, why they didn't have him in an indictment anyway, then he still could have been named in there. You know what I'm saying?
That is true, huh?
But it do look like. You know what I'm saying? He dropped that bag after he got popped. He did drop that $100,000 on the crew, didn't he? So I don't know, man.
Split it up, divvied it up.
To all the niggas that was there, too.
Yeah, but that could have just been a gift, though. You can't pay that
off. I think it was just a gift, personally. I thought he was just giving his homie some money because he blessing his people. That's how I see it. I don't know.
That looked like Robin Hood, man.
Yeah, like me, too, doing some good deeds for the motherfucking old block.
Giving it to the people.
Yeah, man, that's part of what you signed up for, nigga. If it did go that way, hey, shit.
Yeah. But yeah, go back to that part now for you with Tyler Perry. I was just saying that as.
Safari reportedly owes IRS $35,000 after dodging tax for years. That's it?
That's not a big deal.
Nigga, that's a joke. See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people that go through that, niggas be like, if it ain't too big,
nigga, you millions.
That's calm. Y'all, that's a shit.
Yeah, that's big pennies.
Nigga, what? And you break that down to payments?
Yeah, $35,000.
He came up.
That's not a big deal.
He was lucky, huh?
Yeah. If you're a normal person, that's a lot of money, though.
He damn sure touched a few million for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. You might have clicked on the wrong one for you. This one looked like a straight
ball. I have more business than hustle. Yeah. Look how you come on,
yeah,
bro.
That's crazy. But that was still a good little jibbles to know, so appreciate it. But yeah,
that was, though.
100%. But you know, Tyler Perry's smart. Shout out to him, man, for getting that $9 million. He got so much bread, there was no reason to look into the books.
But he did a double
back.
That's why he a billionaire, man.
100%.
Shout out to him for sure, man.
Big time. Yeah, I was major.
Yeah, it's one other thing, too, speaking of, like, some dumb shit and some robbery shit. So the guy's name is Splat ZY, is wanted for kidnapping and robbery of a blogger. He faces 75 years, right? So it's a blogger named Miko Worldwide, right? He do, like, hood vlogs and all that, right? And what happened was you heard about that shit?
No, but I'm reading between the lines.
Okay, so what happened was, it's double up. So this is this part, but let me get to why they even did this. So this nigga was exposed for having a charge of child molestation, rape or something years ago. right? So, but he's a hood blogger. I'm in the hood with niggas out all the guns and I sell drugs. He out there filming that. He's a hood blogger now, right? We going to Inglewood, all the gang members. I'm out to record. He doing that. He thinking he cool. Not knowing that years ago, nigga was...
Oh, Amigo's that black, that light-skinned boy. Yeah. I've seen some of his stuff before. Yep. He be in Jamaica acting dumb. I've seen that. Yep.
That's why he was over in Dominican Republic and all. He was on a run.
Yeah.
For Turd Burglar. He met a nigga like on the app, him and his homeboy, Turd Burglar, little nigga. He was like 17. Ripped his booty hole up, bleed in the bed and all that, left him. Yep.
What? Then,
he told his mom what happened. Boom, boom, boom. But they did the charges. But... He didn't really beat the charge. He had to take a lesser charge, but it wasn't because dude was 17, and that's legal in Georgia. Nigga, you still 25, bro, messing with a 17-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was another charge before that was like a younger kid or something they said he messed with, and he beat that. So he was in the Turd Burglary with the little kiddery. So anyway, the charges and the...
So both of those were separate charges, though.
Yes. And they came out. He was on a run and went to the Dominican Republic going for like a year or something, hiding type, you know what I'm saying? And then... He started doing the hood blog shit, not telling nobody nothing. But the jig was up. Niggas started coming with the information. Like, nigga, hold on. This nigga in y'all hood, this is what he doing. So niggas is mad at this nigga. So what happened was they did a vlog with him before. Did like $500,000. Like, went crazy because this shit was doing good numbers. Now, after the fact, they heard all this shit. They're like, man, come back to the hood, man. Do it again. He come back. They rob his dumb ass and take all this shit, beat him up and all that. You know what I'm saying? But this is where they fucked up at. You already know. And then also, the nigga was like in a police training, trying to be a police agent, was like doing that type of shit too, like before. You know what I'm saying? Like crazy, weird shit.
What?
That's why you got to be careful you let around you, boy. So anyway, they let him come back. Then they robbed him, took his shit. These dumb niggas make a video talking about, yeah, I got his chain. We robbed him, took his gun from him. We got his YouTube plaque. We robbed the fuck out of him. Telling on himself.
Right.
He's already turned burglar. He already is goddamn security guard trying to be a cop. So he politely just told the police, show him the video. Now you stupid niggas got arrested and y'all facing 75 years.
Damn.
How dumb is that, man?
Wow, that's wild. I wasn't expecting all that.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was like a dude trolling and kidnapped him.
It was a lot too. And so like, nigga, they went viral on this channel. But nigga, you a Turd Burglar wild nigga all in my hood. Got me, nigga, take me all that shit, nigga. All right, we gonna get this nigga. Come back, do it again. We gonna go up again. Set him up.
So that dude, he beat those cases?
He beat the first one. The second one, he had to take the charge, but it was a lesser charge. He had lawyers and shit, though. Mm-hmm. Top level for
nothing. But he's a convicted chomo, though.
I don't think he's convicted chomo, though. Like, I think it was like aggravated assault or something instead of just Turd Burglary takery. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because you said the other one was legal age of consent.
Because he was legal age of consent. He's young, yeah. But he wasn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they did do it, but he just like, you went too far. Was it two niggas in there with him? Gangbang boot. It wasn't rape, just went too far.
So it was consensual?
Stop. So yeah, he's a gay nigga on the app. He's gay for sure.
Stop to me. I don't know if you played her.
I swear to God, I'm dead serious, man.
What's up, Slim?
Nigga, he's on that. And in the hood vlogs and all that, nigga was a cop agent type to be, nigga. Yeah, this nigga doing, niggas is crazy.
Bro, I can't.
And nigga had the audacity to do that shit and go into these hoods and do all that, my nigga. Like,
he know he.
And I remember a nigga tried like my shit, DM me one time, like, hey, bro, we gotta do some vlogs, man. I'm like, nigga. All right, my nigga. This nigga weird. I knew he was weird, nigga. But I'm like, at the same time, I see in his vlogs, he put niggas on, though, like niggas play their music, and this shit was doing hundreds of thousands. So I'm like, nigga, you type putting niggas on. This before I knew. I'm like, nigga, you give niggas some light. They getting some good music. Then they come out, you Turd Burglary little kids and all this weird shit. I'm like, nigga, the world is crazy. Y'all got to stay on point. Whoa. In this world, man. You never know who the fuck you talking to, bro.
Yeah, because I had one of these times I was on YouTube and I had just randomly came across it. Where I remember it, I don't remember, like, you know, like I ain't indulging the right channel, but I remember you was when you said the Miko name, and I remember in this thing he was saying it in the vlog, he was like somewhere in Jamaica or one of the third world, you know what I'm saying?
Dominican Republic.
Acting dumb. Yep. And then next, you know, even the dudes kind of pressed him a little bit type.
They, yeah, they type robbed him too. Yep. The nigga, he's like a Dominican Gucci man or whatever it was with him the whole time. See, little nigga stole his shit because he was trying to get him.
Damn.
They tried to Turd Burglar him. He nigga reversed it.
So I just came across it. I recommended one time. Just clicked it.
I used to watch some vlogs. It's like dope because them niggas getting their songs off and they getting a little wave. It's like, damn, that's kind of cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when I seen that one, I ain't seen no more other than that. But I remember thinking like, damn, that's risky business though, what you
risky
doing.
Risky business. You know, especially over there. They robbed him over there.
For sure.
And then like.
I didn't even know that. That's
and then
crazy.
Another thing too. Another, like one of his big vlogs, they got in that Atlanta indictment. They was on there. Showing guns, talking about this and that. Them niggas got in the indictment after YSL was the niggas that was on his vlog.
Whoa.
Yeah, Drug Rich crew. They was, they was the next people that was indicted. And it was on his vlog acting crazy, showing guns, rapping, doing all that shit, showing their money. Yep. Swear to God. This nigga, a turd burglar fed, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, when you initially pulled this up, I thought I was like reading between lines, because when you said he kidnapped a blogger,
right.
I'm like, oh, okay, somebody's trolling him, kidnapped him. I was about to...
Yeah, like call a troll type.
Call a troll. I was like, yeah.
But dude type is, though, acting dumb, because that nigga was acting dumb. He was like China Mac, the one Asian dude, he was going against him. Like, you can't come to New York no more, nigga, with all that bullshit he was doing. So he go to New York, nigga, I got my gun, nigga, I'm out here. He was acting dumb.
The light skin dude.
Yeah.
Nico dude.
He was acting dumb, bro.
With his gun in New York on YouTube?
Yep, and then Atlanta in the gay pride parade with niggas and all that shit, talking crazy, drunk with the pistol on them, nigga acting dumb. I'm finna go to the hood right now, come kill me, what's up? Pulling up in the nigga was acting crazy, bro.
Oh.
And the niggas got him. Then he told. So it's like.
Yeah, man, you can't win with that, bro.
That nigga told on them niggas.
Wow.
Even though they told on themselves, you know, I robbed a nigga showing them. Y'all did telling yourself.
75 years.
But it's rare when a nigga tell on you for telling yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what he got to lose?
Look, that's my chain. Look, I'll show you, boo.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
This is right here.
That was him. That was him.
Whoa. The charges probably wouldn't have been brought, though, if he didn't go tell, though.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, but of course not. Because you got to be able to complain. You know what I'm saying?
He had to get the last lick.
That nigga got the last lick on them niggas, ran off on them, told on them niggas laughing. God damn. Fried them. That's rare.
That's extra crispy Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
I don't
think we ever seen a nigga do that shit when they rob a nigga, stunt with their shit, and then get arrested. Like,
that's crazy.
Most time niggas don't say nothing. Like, oh, you got me. This nigga told, man.
Oh, he ain't playing.
And you know them is big ass charges.
Has he put out any YouTube videos since then?
No.
He just told, then, but he ain't make a vlog about it?
No, nope, not that I know of. I think he like got some shit coming. But I ain't see nothing. Then I think he like posted like on his Instagram, like making a joke of the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like laughing at the
nigga. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, that's insane. So, hey, so when you... So that happened, right? Do you think that'll ever happen with somebody just on the troll? Like a troll just getting caught type?
Most definitely.
Because they got Charlamagne with the drop mook a little bit, but they ain't really...
They could have
stepped on his dome.
They could have went and peeled that cap off.
If they wanted to.
But yeah, niggas do that for sure. Niggas do that now.
You think it'd be happening to them like troll-ass blogger people?
Yeah.
And then they just don't say nothing type?
Yeah. Sometimes it do.
Because you got a real bag. You want to put some... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to take care of. It's pretty simple to do.
Yeah.
Especially do it in the right way. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah, I think it most definitely happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of them niggas get their ass smacked up. And you know what I'm saying? Just like when niggas be getting robbed, they don't say nothing. Like,
that is true.
You know what I'm saying? We know a significant LA, YouTube nigga that got robbed and no one talk about it, but we know what happened.
Big,
you know,
name YouTube too.
Right.
Nigga
no one,
too.
No one ever talks about it.
Nobody ever
but
talks
we
about
know
it.
From two different sources that it happened.
And it's factual.
Right.
Yep, that's
so
a fact. That's a good
just
point.
Normal. You know what I mean? Like, niggas get caught, get the shit slapped out of them as they should. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what else we got
still
here?
Still be keeping up the persona type though.
Oh, yeah, you do though. Nigga, I want to say it so bad. But I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We already got our own rest book.
That is crazy though, bro. Think about that though. You know what I'm saying? Like how people like, but why even do it then? If you know it's the clout, huh? They get addicted to the clout type or
the
ones that get robbed and they keep doing the shit and you wanna know you're gonna keep getting robbed like we were just talking about.
Right.
Or from the blogger standpoint, that's just a fucking troll and they getting smacked up and beat up. But you know what? Even before they probably where, you know, trying to blog on people and be a troll.
Right.
You know, you got to understand them kind of people was getting ass beat as kids, bullied.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
they hated the cool motherfuckers because they were never cool.
When they was a kid, somebody stole their turds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That had to happen too.
Yeah.
It's just part of the game, man. You got to have an antagonist when you're the superhero, man. You got to have a weirdo just hating in the dark. Just, I'm going to kill him. I'm a Gargamel ass nigga hating on the Smurfs. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you worrying about us? We just happy in our little shrimp, our little mushroom cribs, building and shit. You know what I'm saying? Having a great time. What the fuck you up there?
Yeah.
Mad at us for it. Got to be a Gargamel motherfucker, man. Yeah, Dr. Claw brain motherfucker,
man. They were too abysmal as kids.
Yeah, they trying to pull down a great.
They hated the cool people.
Yeah, then it's going to go that way, man. So, but yeah.
Cool people are inspired by other cool people.
Yeah, fuck them niggas, man. But yeah, with the robbery part, I don't know if when people get they ass, you know, done like that and they act like nothing happened, like it's sweet.
But I like to see a motherfucker. Is it bad to say I like to see a motherfucker that be trolling motherfuckers and all that shit? I like seeing them get their ass beat.
Nah, that's just common sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it ain't no, I ain't no turn the other cheek to me.
Nah.
Ain't no, I want the worst for you.
Yeah,
we already established that. I already said that clip.
You did say that for sure.
I dwell on that.
But I like motherfuckers. Because you can think, in this world of 2022, people think they could just say anything and it just goes untouched. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could just talk shit.
Dudes got to be paid, man.
Nah, man, y'all motherfuckers got to get y'all jaw tested, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all be out here talking crazy 2022 about motherfuckers and all that wild shit. Nah, man. That shit shouldn't just be okay.
Yeah, everybody will get their fair
share. Everybody find these motherfuckers' IPs, addresses, and all that shit.
They can do it.
Yep, and find out where these motherfuckers at. You know what I'm saying?
They get their just due in due time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, God got them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But what was it? Okay, so you know, Kanye did all them interviews, right?
Yeah.
Did Noriega, did the white boy Como. You know, he was a fucking finagler from the beginning. I hated his fucking ass during that corona shit, nigga. I hated that nigga. I said, this nigga is up to some nigga faking like he got corona and shit.
Someone the one on the right, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember. Faking like he had corona and all. Oh, I'm back. The son looking at him like.
That was crazy, though.
Nigga,
had they said they had the wife section.
And you know, the young kid still like a hip hop little white kid looking at him like, dad, come on, my nigga, you embarrassing.
You being
me.
Fake.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they really jigged up on his dumb ass, him and his brother. But anyway.
The jig is up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he did an interview with Kanye. Kanye talked crazy to him. Blah, 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 blah. Funny as hell, right? Roasting that nigga to shreds. Then Pierce Morgan did an interview with Kanye. You got more money than me, man.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Dude, you got more money. No.
You should be taking advice from me.
Yeah. The white man wanted to say something else so badly, but he couldn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He's like,
yeah,
you got more money, but what? That was the but. That means you're not smarter than me. That means nothing more than me. I got more
money. You should be taking my advice.
Right, because you want to say, well.
He smoked him on that one.
Yeah, he wanted to say something else, but he just crack ass calmed down. But anyway, all them niggas did an interview, right?
Yeah.
Como, the other white nigga. I forgot the other white nigga from CNN. What's his name? Carson, whatever the fuck his name is.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah, it's Johnny Carson.
sound about right.
And then Pierce Morgan. Who did the apology?
Who
did an apology?
I don't know who.
For interviewing him. Who apologized for interviewing him out of all them people?
Oh, you tell me.
Stop it. It says right there. Just Nori. You know what I'm saying? Dory, the black man. You know what I'm saying? The only motherfucker that's going to apologize for goddamn interviewing Kanye when all the motherfuckers did.
I didn't read the thumbnail, brother.
Yeah, you probably don't know who Super Thug is anyway.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so all three of them.
That's his nickname, huh?
Yeah, Super Thug. Okay. He got the song, Super Thug, his biggest song.
Oh, okay.
So
didn't know that.
All three of these motherfuckers interviewed Kanye. Only the Super Thug, the black man, apologized. The black man.
Black man.
Niggas is just motherfucking jigaboo, dancing, monkey-ass niggas, man.
I definitely didn't think he should have apologized when he apologized.
Because you know you were just going for your views. Nigga, just say, this nigga hot. It's a controversial topic. I'm trying to run it up. Nigga, fuck it. And that nigga said what he said. That what he said. What the fuck I could do?
Yeah, what they got to do with me?
Yeah. But you want to apologize. And I guess his more stance is apologizing for the George Floyd shit. And I appreciate that. But everything else, nigga, he said.
But even then, he can't control what that man said.
That's what that nigga said.
Yeah.
But everybody else. Interviewed him, talk about all that shit. No one said nothing. No one cared. This nigga breaking shit. Call the cops. No one said. Everybody else interviewed him, and nobody said nothing. Cause black niggas always gotta apologize. They goddamn soft, man. We gotta be stronger with our goddamn understanding. We say something, stand on, especially it's to the public. Nigga, you made that decision, nigga. Go to the news, brother.
Shush.
That's how you ended up.
Yeah, man. Fuck that nigga, man. Niggas is pussy.
Damn. What the fuck,
and the
bro?
White man get to do what he want to do.
Yeah, you saw you took that one personal, brother.
Sometimes I do. Hey, shout out to John Wall, though. Speaking of a nigga that took it personal. You know, John Wall ain't played in like 2-3 years, I think. Came back and killed. You know what I'm saying?
Fighting for his life, was thinking about committing suicide, all sorts of shit. It got real with him.
And he got times. Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. So think about how real this shit is when people be out there just talking in 2022 like they ain't got no repercussions for the shit that be coming out of their mouth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas you don't know what we're supposed to be going through.
Don't know nothing, man.
You don't.
Keep playing with people, bro. That nigga came out and was killing. But let me keep it, I got to keep it organic as I do, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to John Wall. Balling. Great numbers for his first game back. Like I said, I don't know exactly how long. It's like 600-something days or, you know what I'm saying, like 2 NBA seasons he haven't played. This is a maxed out $100 million nigga.
Yeah.
How long you think before the nigga get hurt again, though?
I don't think he will, though.
You think he gonna get hurt this year?
I don't think he will. He got too much to prove.
Come on, champ.
This nigga gonna be hurt within motherfucking before the All-Star break.
Don't say that. No way. No way.
The jig is up.
I don't think so. You think you got the 3M Mook tape?
Yep, the 3M knees. You could be activated for a little while, of course. Nigga, it is, these 82 games, bro.
The season is 82.
Come on, bro. That nigga ain't feeling good now. By that All-Star break, that nigga going to be fucked
up. Well, I pray
up.
That he don't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, what that'll do to his mental after he bounced back. I know what it's like to bounce back and then something bad happen again. It's just, boy, that's life. You know what I'm saying? That's a brutal situation. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. Like,
he was killing, though.
Feasting.
Yeah, that's good, that first game. Yeah, yeah, all that's good, the first game. We know that. After you come back, first game, all that. You know, I go out there right now. I go there. I put the clip.
You're like John Wall,
huh? I put his jersey on. Nigga, I'm going to come out there with 20. That first game, nigga, what's up? Get me bum, nigga.
Damn.
But he'll be like, we got another game tomorrow. We're going to Utah, huh? Shit.
The jig is up, huh?
There it go.
The jig is up.
First game in 545 days. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. That's solid. I'm saying that's solid. But come on, bro.
Definitely when they expect nothing from you.
But can he maintain the whole season, man?
I hope he does, man. That's a... Man, oof. You got to think, he was talking about committing suicide, bro.
Yeah. That's tough.
At least he kept it funky.
He lost his mom and shit, too.
And he kept it funky about the suicidal thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to say, you don't know. Russell Westbrook could be contemplating suicide like a motherfucker.
Most definitely.
I ain't going to lie. Because, bro, he's getting blowtorched.
Yeah, I know Ben Simmons did.
Oh, no. For sure, Ben Simmons did. He had to have.
So Westbrook probably feeling it. He feeling it.
What? Damn. And that's why I'm saying it's just a damn shame you got all these hundreds of millions of motherfuckers that make you feel like shit. And that's why I say in 2022.
We need the mental health gyms, man.
And then the thing is, too, the people that's talking about fucking Russell Westbrook and John Wall and Ben Simmons can't shoot.
Pure roaches.
Can't dunk.
They're
the most roach of roaches.
The biggest.
If you're taking public time to get out there and talk about these men that got millions and millions and millions of dollars and are living a dream every day.
Yeah, a dream of dreams.
A dream of dreams.
Why are you, how dare you speak to me, you fucking peasant?
Man.
Then get your ass back out here.
I ain't gonna lie to you though, bro. It's giving people that shouldn't have a voice, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before then, it was just, back in the day, it was just New York Times magazines.
They hate the journalists.
But they could get in trouble.
Right.
You post the wrong shit or do something. You got to deal with that. There's repercussions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a LLC to every establishment that's talking like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's somebody that has to take accountability for what they said. Now this shit's just out here reckless as fucking bogus. Like, that's somebody's son. That's somebody's dad. Like, they talking about like that. It's crazy. And then they try to make it sound like it's just critiques. But no, y'all make it personal. Y'all talking about these niggas for real. Like, definitely Westbrook and what he going through. You know what I'm saying? Like,
speaking of talking about motherfuckers for real. Put up that one with Shaq ass right there, man. I got something for Shaq, man.
Oh, shit.
Because I got something for you. Let me tell you something.
The jig is up.
Oh, shit.
Look at my nigga Shaq, right?
He did. Hey, shout out to King George, man, because he did the King George flex.
He did the X flex, right? Shout out to my guy, King George. Hey, Shaq, we know you got some light pull, some ab etching or something, brother. We ain't stupid. You ain't got no abs like that, nigga. Fake abs on your damn body like that, nigga. Those are fake, sir. Why are you doing that, Shaq? Why are you acting that dumb with the fake mooks on your
back? He was acting dumb with the King George, though.
Look. Nigga would have got a little goddamn BBL thinking he's somebody. Hey, Shaq.
Oh, he ain't do the BBL, champ.
What you think?
Come on, champ.
No way. Nigga, I think he's just tightened up.
What's up, Slim?
The jig is up. Man, where that motherfucker?
The jig is up.
I fuck with Shaq. Shaq got the BBL, went and got the light bow. It's cool, brother. Do what makes you happy. But we see what's going on with you, sir. Jig
Shaq
is up.
Is definitely
one of the ones.
For sure. he got it in him to get it back if he wanted to get it back type. So I think he's just shredded up. Got on the macros, count the macros. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Shaq got down.
He's acting dumb, though.
You heard them stories of Shaq, though, when he told on niggas and all that and had them niggas beat up niggas and all that?
I ain't telling you.
With the police.
What happened with that? He told on people? With the ain't got people beat up by the police?
Because they had a sex tape up and some Crip niggas did. And they had a full goddamn indictment and shit on with Shaq involved and shit, but he got away from it.
They had a sex tape on Shaq. Shaq?
Yeah.
Fucking some pussy?
And niggas tried to, you know what I'm saying, blackmail him. He sent them niggas on him. You know, he cool with some real deal niggas, you know what I'm saying, out here type. Sent them niggas on him, beat the nigga up, whooped him, and then they tried to send it, and then, you know what I'm saying, they all went to jail, and Shaq was type involved, but he got out of it type.
Damn.
That's the shit. The Mansfield Crips, nigga. You can look it up. Put Mansfield Crips, Shaquille O'Neal. Put it in Google. Y'all see the documents.
Damn.
That's real. That's 100% fact.
No, I ain't looking up that one. I'm looking up the...
No, I know. I'm just saying. Shout out to Shaq, though. I'm just saying, like, nigga, I fuck with him, but nigga, you got a BBL, nigga.
Shaq is a civilian, brother. He's supposed to be able to tell.
He a cop. Shit, he ain't a civilian. He's a
police
officer.
He was a cop, too. Yeah, you can't forget that one.
Yeah, he could tell, but why you sending... Why you tell? You sent the people to go whoop a nigga and get your tape back. What you talking about?
Right, right.
What you mean? He gets your tail.
He not even tapped in with it. Like, you know what I mean? With the copyright, what he told type.
Tap in with who, though?
With the full understanding. Who he mocked with it.
Yeah, he ain't copy. Niggas don't do that. With King George?
Yeah. He not even tapped in with it.
Of course not.
But he took the whole understanding.
Show did. That's his shit, because he the
so
most
you know
iconic
who that
nigga
came from, type? Why he not doing that one?
You know where that came from, because you seen him do it all the time. Didn't even tag him or nothing, though.
No.
Them niggas don't never want to pay homage to niggas.
That's crazy.
Run off with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shaq, man, you got a BBL, man. You got a motherfucking light bulb, bro. We see you, bro. God bless you.
I mean, but Shaq always paying homage to showing love, though, so I wouldn't see why he wouldn't.
Nah, he don't. He always was a hater. He always hated on Dwight Howard, hating on Shaq. I mean, hating on Penny, hating on Kobe. Shaq is a hater, nigga. What are you talking about?
Cover it up with the givery type of thing?
Cover up with the givery. Cover up with, like, I'll just be trying to test you. No, Shaq is a hater, bro.
He do be trolling, don't
he? He's a hater. He a legendary nigga, but Shaq is a full hater.
He be trolling, but I don't think he a hater.
Nigga's a hater. 100%. Nigga, so every teammate he was with, he got off the team when they were legendary. Come on, bro.
No, Dwayne Wade. He got the ring with Dwayne Wade.
Nigga, he was old then. Nigga, it didn't matter. Then he was not Shaq at that time. It was the old
washed up. He wasn't Shaq?
No. It was the last leg. Nigga, he better relax. Shit, what he gonna do? You know what I'm saying? It was over with.
This nigga said he wasn't Shaq.
So he was cool with Dwayne Wade. He was brand new, fresh. He knew to let him ride. And then Dwayne Wade was so new, he probably was calm and letting Shaq be the man type. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't no back and forth. Like, nigga, my rookie year.
Right.
Nigga, this Shaq. Nigga, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. But them niggas like, nigga, I'm the nigga, man. Your fat ass ain't shooting free throws. You tired and then working out, man. Get the fuck out of here. You hater, man. Hated on Dwight Howard because he want to call himself Superman. Like, nigga, you ain't Superman, nigga. Superman white.
Yeah, I never understood the whole Superman thing. I always thought there had to be something behind the scenes why he was always coming at Dwight so crazy.
It was Superman.
Even JaVale McGee, why he's always coming at JaVale.
He just roasted him because he's just goofy, you know what I'm saying? That was just a funny thing, but he just OD'd with the shit. Nigga said, quit doing
it. Yeah, but JaVale McGee seemed like a solid nigga, though.
He said, quit doing it, man. Smack the fuck at you, man. Quit playing with my name. My mom and then watched this shit. Quit doing it, nigga. He told him, stop.
Yeah, Shaq said only they ain't doing it because he promised his mom type.
Yeah, because he told him quit doing it. But JaVale McGee went crazy and they said that too. But then he said, my mom watching this shit and all that, keep making fun of me, my nigga. Yeah. You fucking up my money. Like, I'm just a goofball. I'm going to get a contract. Niggas think I'm just a goofy.
He's doing it on the biggest platform type, talking about another nigga, yeah.
That's hating, bro. Shaq a hater, man. Legendary nigga. We hating on niggas, man.
Damn.
Probably help a whole lot of niggas too. Did
he
helped a lot. Of
that's why I say he helped so many people.
But when it comes to basketball, like nigga. Come to basketball, he be hating on niggas, man. Simple as plain.
So you think he hate on niggas in basketball, but do you think he hate on niggas in real life?
No question about it. Nigga pay for something, pay that. When you put nigga pay for pussy like he do, that they say he do, nigga.
Allegedly?
Ain't no allegedly. Kobe said I need to pay for pussy like Shaq do. Isn't that what Kobe said? That's why they want to.
He said that? Oh.
Said that in the interrogation booth when he got the rape move.
Oh, Kobe, that's why I didn't even know Kobe said that.
That's why they were super enemies for all that time.
Kobe said, I need to pay for pussy like Shaq do?
Yeah, because Shaq could pay them bitches to shut up. Like, nigga, I paid you, don't worry about nothing. Yeah.
Oh, you type Warren Sapp with the brain type, huh?
Yeah. Kobe was in there talking, running the moot. But no, Shaq is well known for paying for everything.
What?
He made bitches cribs and cars. Nigga, Shaq is the one of the biggest understanding with the trickery in history. For sure. Still to this day. Yeah, Shaq known for that. He paid for it.
He got to be like a billionaire type.
He got too much money. He don't got time to be playing.
Yeah, he's just like,
hey, babe, what you want to do, man? I got
little
a call
baby right said there. He paid to get you to leave. Sometimes, so, I mean, I Shaq probably doing the same.
To make the bitches shut up, yeah. But that's why Shaq never had no trouble like that. Besides, niggas had that tape on him. He had to send them niggas to go whoop the nigga and all that. But hey.
Damn, I never heard about that either.
Google it.
Damn, nah, I believe you, brother.
Shaquille O'Neal, Mansfield Crips. Put it in there.
I believe you, brother.
Let it come up.
Send them hitters, huh?
Sure did.
Had them blackmail tape, had Shaq on the tape, sauteing some pussy.
Yep.
Damn. Damn.
Pure facts.
He was talking to hoops, too, from...
Yeah, he liked, you know what I'm saying? He liked little short girls and all that.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know what you was doing, boy. I didn't even got a document of you, boy. Try to be slick and my motherfucker try to swim in my pool at one time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
What's wrong with him?
Damn, I forgot. Okay, now, okay.
The jig is up.
All right. There we go. Okay.
With the Slim understanding what you're talking.
Hey, you don't take me a while sometimes.
Now you put it all together.
Whoa, I forgot. Okay, now I get it. Okay, nigga. I was like, damn, why you coming to check so good? Damn, I forgot. Okay, yeah, you're right. Damn.
The jig is up.
Yep. Damn, fuck, shit. Nigga. No, but you know what's wild, though? You know, I always thought, like, why is he becoming at Dwight so crazy?
Just because they call him Superman.
They got to be.
Because he wasn't really tripping because he thought he was good. You can't deny Dwight Howard at one point in time with his hooping skills.
I don't know why people be hating on Dwight so much.
He's a weirdo.
What they got to do with the basketball, though? He's one of the most dominant big men of all time.
They said he got the transgender moves and all that.
What they got to do with basketball?
A lot.
Nah, man.
Yeah, that's personal.
As he's hooping, he out there.
Nah, bro.
I think he won like defensive player of the year like 3 times in a row.
Ferocious.
Yeah. People talk about him like he a bum, though.
Yeah, because he was sneaking around with transgenders and all that.
Yeah, that's his man personal business, bro. Hey, that's that man business.
So that's why they roasted him. And they said, remember the dude was on the tape like, hey, man, I've been tearing you up. Like, he'd be getting it.
I don't remember that.
Then what? When they was playing it, the transgender got him on tape and all that, talking to him and all that.
Oh, yeah. It's talking about, I thought that was Young Buck.
This is Young Buck, too. It was at the same time.
Oh, they got the
White
House. I can't keep up with all this shit.
Yeah, he on there. That's what they said too. Why he divorces this girl currently? The one that divorced him from the Sparks.
The little black joint.
They said he got called the transgender moose again.
Yep, in Orlando.
Yeah, so they're like, get up out of here, man. So yeah, but you know, it is what it is. But I'm just top of the mook. I'm just giving y'all talk.
He got like 10 kids too.
Yeah, he do.
Shaq don't got a bunch of kids, but him and his older son type into it right now. You see?
Because he left and went to the league. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he told his son,
the jig is up.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You know, his son got the heart problem and all that shit. Nigga, you better relax, man, and goddamn work for daddy shit. Damn. The heart go out on that court, it's game over, boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shaq, man. What else we got for
him? He told his kids that we ain't rich, I'm rich.
Come on, man. What is you doing, bro? Get them kids whatever the fuck they want. You're Shaq. Quit acting dumb.
I mean, but eventually you're going to have to find a way. I mean, no, they ain't never had to.
Man, you should kill a Neil, nigga. Give me whatever I want, motherfucker.
Forever, huh?
Yeah, ain't no, I got to do nothing this but that, man.
Once they type got attitudes, big and tight, little kids and shit, though.
Then fuck them.
Yeah,
but might they be good kids.
Like 50 Cent son type.
Yeah, fuck them.
6,700, man.
6,700, my nigga shouldn't worry about nothing.
What? 67?
That's a lot of bread. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, you got to downsize your life, nigga.
Yeah, I live in New York. Where is he still getting that money?
Move out of the hell, nigga. 25 now. Nigga,
how far does child support go?
It goes 18. To like
20. I thought like
it goes college. Up to,
yeah, I thought, yeah.
If you're in college.
Right.
Yeah.
So if he wanted to go, if he would have went to college, then graduate school and got a master's degree and then went PhD, oh, man, he could have did it.
Little black nigga can't sustain himself that long. Yeah. Nigga, look at him.
Damn.
Little monkey. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the jig is up, man. But other than that, man, that's top of the mook news.
Facts.
We tapped in, you know what I'm saying? We went a little goddamn, you know what I'm saying? A little diversity all today.
Yeah, for sure. Three
gotta keep
crazy.
It pure. Did I?
I think you went pretty crazy today, bro.
Man, I'm just keeping it
you
on
let that. You let the GD at the bottom today, bro.
I did.
I think so.
Oh, shit.
You went pretty dumb today. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn! Gargoyle.
I just had to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? The most organic.
Oh, you gave it to him, all right, bro.
I did.
Oh, yes, you did, man.
Look, I'm ready.
Quite personable.
I'm ready.
If you ask me.
I'm ready for whatever.
But yeah, man, make sure y'all stay tuned for the next episode, man. Make sure you subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips. Make sure you go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram, Spotify, Apple, and make sure y'all tap in with it on TikTok and all the other platforms we said too. And if you want product placement, make sure you email at bar or nothing else at yahoo.com.
Most definitely.
And let's get with it. Let's do some business.
Let's do business, man. And other than that, man, we appreciate you guys rocking with the campaign, man. Top of the Mook, the biggest and best podcast in the game for now into infinity, man. We out of here, man. Keep it pure.
Black man.
Hey, don't get it fucked up.
Shout out to my wife.
Love it, Slim.
Let the jig is up.